It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Y'all ain't ready!
Taylor Swift dropped her new single, Me, featuring Brendon Urie from Panic at the Disco at midnight. She's been teasing new music for months. Yesterday, she made a surprise appearance and posed in front of a mural in Nashville where a bunch of fans were waiting that had figured out her clues that she was going to be there. She did not announce she was going to be there. But we're freaking FBI agents, baby. We know everything. By the way, I just want to say publicly, I knew everything that was going to, well, almost everything that was going to happen. I knew the name of the song and all that last night around dinner time. So I figured it out. But anyway, the words me were sandwiched between the little butterfly wings in the mural. So she kind of, that was the first hint that that's what the song was going to be called. She said that the mural was filled with clues about her new single and that the title was right in front of everyone's faces the entire time. When she says that, she means that 2 years ago, Selena Gomez put the song title in one of her Instagram captions. Y'all, this woman, her mind, she plans this stuff out so in advance. She had this single written and planned before Reputation ever came out,
man. I have a question. Just because Selena Gomez captioned a picture that was me?
No, she, it was a picture of her and Taylor. She wrote a whole thing out, but in a very secret parenthesis, she wrote me, capital letters, with an exclamation mark, the exact way that it's written in the song, the single, and this whole thing has been planned.
Maybe that's what inspired Taylor.
Hold on.
Selena was referencing this song.
How much of your life have you dedicated to doing all this research to find things out? I really want to know how many hours have gone into this.
Everyone tweet at FBI, hire me. Hire me, okay?
Check her background.
So there were some massive Easter eggs, which I'm going to tell you. First, if you want to know what the song is about, here's Taylor herself to explain that.
Me is a song about embracing your individuality and really celebrating it and owning it. And, you know, I think that with a pop song, we have the ability to get a melody stuck in people's heads, and I just want it to be one that makes them feel better about themselves.
So she is known for, ever since her very, very first album, she always does little Easter eggs for true fans and hidden meanings and all this stuff so that we have fun figuring it out and being little FBI agents. There's a lot in this music video. Number one, there is a scene where she has that the framed wall of pictures with baby chicks that have sunglasses. If you look very closely somewhere there, hidden, there is one. It looks like the Dixie Chicks. She's going to have a single on this album with the Dixie Chicks. That's Alex's number one prediction. Number two thing, I'm telling you right now, she is a new cat. And she announced it in the video.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There are three cats. She had three cats in the butterfly mural. Nobody's talking about that yet. The cat that's in the music video is hers. It wasn't a prop cat. I think she's going to be telling us what the name is very soon. She is Meredith and Olivia already. Those are her other two cats. And then we're going to find out the name of this one. But this one is a kitten. It's not a cat.
I'm worried you're going to pass out. You got to breathe.
No, this is how it is when Taylor has new music. You have to understand.
I know, but also, like, no one, if another celebrity got a new cat, literally no one would care.
Taylor's different.
Yeah, no one would care.
You can see the picture of this new baby kitten, a still from the music video right now. Liv's putting it up on the Instagram story.
We're putting it on our Instagram?
Yes, at Joe and Alex Show. You can see, very cute. Oh gosh, there's so many things. It looks like the whole music video is taking place inside maybe like a chrysalis, like a thing where, you know, what is that thing called? Where you're like a butterfly on the inside? A cocoon. It looks like you're like, she's like in that or something. Like there's light peeking through, like
weird
prism.
I feel like it's a Mary Poppins-esque vibe.
And Joe is right. There's also references. It looks like she is referencing a whole bunch of Broadway musicals.
Wait, I want to try.
Try what?
To guess another thing that's going on in the video.
Well, you have to watch the music video. Liv's also going to put a swipe up to watch that on the Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
It also looks like she's... I forgot what I was going
to
say.
This happens a lot with you. I'm worried. You need to get some of that omega fatty acid 3 or something to help with your brain power.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in there. We'll be talking. Just be prepared to know all things Taylor as we learn more about this album.
I have a question. Now, this one is a question, not a theory. What about the engagement ring?
She's not engaged.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
So do you think that her boyfriend gave her the cat because he does in the music video? That's what I think.
Oh, you know what? That could be true. Yeah, her fake boyfriend in the music video is played by Brendon Urie from Panic at the Disco. She also talked about one of her biggest influences, speaking of cats.
Most influential factor in my life is
cats. I have cats, I'm obsessed with them, and I love my cats so much that when a role came up in a movie called Cats, I just thought, like, I've got to do this. Like, this is my calling in life to do this for the ladies.
Yeah, she'll be a crazy cat lady for sure one day.
If she already is. If you haven't seen heard the song, we're playing it once an hour all day on Radio Now. Halsey suffered a back injury after she went rock climbing naked. She shared a photo of her back being scraped up with the caption, "Don't go rock climbing naked, or do you?" The photo also showed the middle finger on her left hand was bandaged. She did not reveal if she fell or how badly she was injured.
Why would you do something naked like that? I feel like you're going to get rocks cutting up your boobs and your hoo-ha and all that stuff.
Scarlett Johansson talked about the Democratic Party being a mess at the moment.
I think the Democratic Party is broken in a lot of ways and just damaged from these past several years. For me, if there was one candidate that I felt that we could all unite behind, certainly like that would be the candidate that I would back.
She was asked if she would ever want to run for public office.
No, not really. Why not? I don't know. Maybe sometime in the future. I think the greatest way to affect change is, in local politics. And maybe at some point in the distant future, I will feel that calling, but I just haven't.
And Nipsey Hussle fans are campaigning to have Crayola create a crayon named after the late artist. In 2017, Crayola tweeted their followers to help come up with the name for their new blue crayon. And now fans of Nipsey, like LeBron James, are campaigning for the crayon to be Nipsey Blue. Other recommendations from fans include Marathon Blue, TMC Blue, and Crenshaw Blue. Coming up in less than an hour, Britney Spears, still not right in the head.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Clark's wife passed away, and now he's discovered something weird about himself. And as he's, kind of being back out there on the dating scene, we're going to try to figure out exactly what it is. We'll talk to him next for Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.